Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims and joining us this morning, Jack Wilson, CEO of Habitat for Humanity of Smith County and Habitat for Humanity of Smith County Director of Development, Rebecca Berkeley. Good morning to both of you. Great to have you with us again.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Thank you, John.
You bet. Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Well, Jack, you've been doing the show now for about 12 years.
That's right.
And bringing Rebecca along for the very first time. We've worked with Rebecca before, a veteran of television, has had several positions in Smith County, worked in the medical field for a while. You've been the director of development now for a little over a year, I believe.
That's right. I started about a year ago.
Okay. And great to have a nice little three-way conversation this morning. I've forgotten how many shows we've done with Habitat, and we're going to be hitting on some of the same material that mm-hmm. we've hit in the past, but there are some new wrinkles as well. And let's go ahead and just get started as we always do. The background and history. Why Habitat for Humanity, first of all, was initially created in the United States?
Well, it started back in 1976 by Millard and Linda Fuller. And the mission statement basically is to provide decent, affordable living for people who cannot afford to get a mortgage. And it's just kind of grown over the years. And for us, we're 30 years old. We just celebrated our 30th anniversary the other day. And, you know, as I mentioned to you before, we are an independent affiliate of Habitat International. So there is 68 of us in Texas. There's a little under 1,000 in the United States and about 1,400 throughout the world in 70 different countries. I mean, it's a pretty amazing program. And I like to think that somewhere in the world, 24 hours a day, you know, there's a group of volunteers that are helping to build a new home or do a critical repair for a family. I mean, that's a pretty amazing mission mm-hmm. that we're part of.
With that kind of worldwide coverage, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if somebody is doing something right this
minute. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Well, we are.
Yeah.
We are.
Along with us.
Yes.
We got a very good far-flung team,
yes.
Habitat does. One of your most famous Habitat volunteers, and this is well known, is former President Jimmy Carter. Tell us about his involvement with the organization.
Okay. Well, actually, that is one of the misconceptions about Habitat. President Carter did not start Habitat for Humanity, and as I mentioned, it was started back in 1976, Millard Fuller. President Carter came along about 10 years later and really started to make it famous. The world started to see what President Carter was doing, building the homes, so it's really been a great boost for Habitat.
Okay, and I know he's had some health problems lately.
Yes.
He's in his 90s, holding up pretty well. Is he still involved or looking to get
back yes.
involved?
Oh, yes, he's still involved. I think, less than 6 months ago, he was on a job site and working. So mm-hmm. I think his goal is to keep going. So.
And Garth Brooks and Tricia Yearwood have actually, mm-hmm. they worked alongside mm-hmm. of him and actually hope to take over some of his mission as he starts to decline in health.
Mm-hmm. Always got to have that backup. Mm-hmm. According to your website, which, by the way, is smithcountyhabitat.org, your Smith County Habitat is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing low-income working families the hope and transforming experience of home ownership. And over the years, you have diversified. In a minute, we're going to get to the basic program, which is the one that's probably most familiar to everyone. Matter of fact, we're going to do that right now. I need to read my notes a little bit better.
Okay.
Let's talk about the new home program for Habitat and how that works.
Well, you know, for us, we have built 109 homes. Actually, our 109th home, we put the sheetrock in this week.
Mm-hmm.
As of tomorrow, we're putting the slabs in for two new homes.
Uh-huh.
And we try to build in neighborhoods, or we try to build multiple homes. Now, this particular area that we're building in right now has six homes. There's a possibility of a seventh coming right next door if we can secure that lot. We also looked this week at another piece of property that could bring us another six lots in mm-hmm. a different part of the city. So we try to build communities because it's been proven fact when Habitat comes into a neighborhood, it just starts building up the neighborhood. People see what's going on. A lot of the neighbors clean up their yards, and it's just better for a whole community relationships.
Talking to Jack Wilson and Rebecca Berkeley with Habitat for Humanity of Smith County, I'm John Sims. This is In Focus, and let's get back to the basics. How do you qualify? What kind of folks are you looking for these homes, and what kind of things do they need to do to move from where they are to actually, in their, I guess, all cases under this program, their first experience with home ownership?
Well, that's one of the requirements, their first-time homeowner. The thing that everybody should do is go onto our website, smithcountyhabitat.org. There's a page there, and on that in that page gives you a lot of different information. There's actually six questions, and if you can answer yes to those six questions, it has to do with, you know, living in Smith County and jobs and that sort of thing. And then you look at the chart below for your family size, and if your income falls within that bracket, also on that page is there's a preliminary application form. Fill that in, give us a call, come in and sit down with us. And then from there, we just move forward.
The homes are not free. That's unfortunately still a popular misconception. Mm-hmm. How exactly does the mortgage program work?
Well, for us, when we build a home, we look at the actual hard costs, for one thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, what it's going to cost us to build it. We have to cover our hard costs, for one thing. We also look at people's income and their ability to pay. And so that we kind of mesh that together and come up with a cost that we sell the home to an individual.
All right.
Now, one of the things I want to make clear, and you just touched upon it, again, it's the big thing. This is not a giveaway program. They have to work very hard. Once they're accepted into our program, there's sweat equity hours that they have to complete.
Right.
There's financial management classes that they have to complete, home ownership classes that they have to complete. And then there's a closing, just like any of us that might buy a home. And it's a 30-year mortgage.
Okay. And you mentioned the website. Also, once you're on that website, or I guess you can go there directly, go to the Facebook page. I understand there's a lot of very useful, maybe even necessary information there as well.
Well, on our Facebook page is a lot of things that we do. Actually, we have two Facebook pages, one for our Restore and one for, you know, Smith County Habitat. Now, one of the exciting things about that, if you go to our Facebook page, you're going to see a lot of the sales that we have in our Restore. You know, I know I'm kind of going off sideways, but our Restore is very important to us in our operations. So you'll see a lot of our sales, but also you'll see you'll see pictures of the homes under construction. You'll see a lot of our critical repairs under construction.
All right. The Restore is another thing we're going to be talking about in just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And, by the way, your street address is 822 West Front. You're right there at the corner of Front and Palace. If you're at that intersection, it's impossible to miss. I think we gave the phone number out earlier. If we didn't, here it is. It's 903-595-6630. And the website is smithcountyhabitat.org. When you walk in, the first thing you're going to walk into is actually the Restore. So that is going to get your attention right off the bat. We certainly want to block out plenty of time to talk about that this morning. Now, part of starting a Habitat home is raising money for the construction and getting volunteers. And Rebecca, as the Director of Development, I guess that's your bailiwick.
It is, John. So we typically are trying to raise about $100,000 to build a home. And this comes from individuals sometimes, but it also comes from businesses. And currently, the 108th home that we are is under construction right now, that one is actually a sponsored build by First Christian Church.
Uh-huh.
So we have church members working alongside some of our other volunteers out there working on that home, and that was really exciting to us. We have another church that's interested in a home build we hope to announce very soon. So it's real important for us to find partners who want to work with us. And on top of that, we also have businesses and individual groups who approach us who just want to have a team building day, and they want to be volunteering on one of the houses. And we also encourage that, so they can call our office, we can get them on the schedule and try to find where we can plug them into one of our home builds.
All right. That's something I've actually been involved with in the past. It's been a few years. I think I've done about three of them, which pales by comparison with some of these folks are just really, really, really involved. But just the experience of being part of a team and getting to meet and, to a certain extent, work with the prospective homeowner is just something that has never been equaled for me personally. Mm-hmm. It's just really a great, great experience knowing that you're being a part of something like this. Again, speaking from my own personal mm-hmm. experience. So 903-595-6630, or go to the website smithcountyhabitat.org if you'd like to be involved in that regard in any way. You're really looking hard, Rebecca, I understand, for home sponsorships along with for volunteers.
We are. We definitely, and they can give us a call, or they can visit our website to learn more. Stop by the office and bring us a check. However you want to do it, we are very excited to partner with people to build our homes.
Uh-huh. And, of course, online donations.
Yes.
That's just pretty much part and parcel of whatever every agency is doing nowadays. Now, where are you currently building, and why do you like to build several homes in the same area? That's my next question, but we'll take a second to remind you that this is In Focus. I'm John Sims, and we're talking to Habitat for Humanities, Jack Wilson and Rebecca Berkeley. So right now, North Tenaha Avenue is your focus at the moment, I understand.
Yeah, that's correct. And that particular piece of property is that we got through the city. And John, I know that I've talked about this before. They have a housing infill program. So they have land that they have taken back for, you know, for maybe tax reasons or whatever. And they clear up the titles and they sell them to organizations such as ours. So it gives us the ability to build multiple homes in a particular area. So we're kind of grateful for that. The other piece of property that I mentioned that we were just looking at this week and about ready to sign again is through the city's HIP program.
Okay. Are you ready to tell us where that is yet, or do you need to get the deal closed first?
It's close by.
Oh, okay.
It's close by.
We'll stand by. Yeah. North Tenaha, about how many houses are there now in the neighborhood on North Tenaha?
Well, for us, the one that's under construction right now is number 4, and we have two that we're putting the slabs in this week.
All righty. And again, when you do build these homes in the same neighborhood, it builds community. People know they're going to have good neighbors. They've been vetted. They've gone through the mill, as it were, as far as qualifications are concerned. And you've seen this happen in other parts of town. I know in West Tyler near Pete Elementary School is one of the neighborhoods that I worked in.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another neighborhood in North Tyler a few years ago, not far from where you're building now. And same thing.
Yeah, we did. When I first got here, Alice and Angeline Avenue over where Caria used to be.
That was one of them.
Yeah, that was one of them.
Okay.
DePriest and off DePriest, there was like 4 or 5 homes. And I think the least we've ever done is 2, next to each other.
Right.
But the interesting thing, too, about when they build these homes, and as I mentioned, the homeowners have sweat equity, they're usually helping their neighbor build their home.
Yes.
So it really kind of creates a bonding in that neighborhood, which we've seen has been very successful over the years.
Sweat equity is at the core of what you do and how you do it. But for the uninitiated, can you briefly explain exactly how that works? Very simple concept.
Well, it is. It's similar to the down payment, but they have to, one of the requirements is willing to partner with us, and willing to partner is the sweat equity. So that can be done by working on the job site, and if they physically can't do that, maybe doing some admin work. But it's also, too, as I mentioned previously, the sweat equity hours, there's financial management classes. We use the Dave Ramsey financial management. I think there are 12 units that they have to complete, home ownership classes. So they have skin in the game, so to speak.
Sure thing. Now, another part of Habitat for Humanity, and we're getting into some of the areas now that were not part of Habitat for Humanity at the get-go, but they've become really very significant and important parts of what you're doing on a day-in, day-out basis. First one we're going to talk about is your critical repair program. I know that's been going for a few years, but again, I think there are some new things that you want to let us know about that. So if you can explain how it works and where you are with it right now and what people really need to know here in February 2020.
Okay. Well, you said a few years. We just celebrated our 10th anniversary on that.
Okay. To me, that's a few years.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, it was a program we started because of grant money, because of Hurricane Ike, and way back when. And we go into homes and do critical repairs for seniors, persons with disabilities, and veterans. And think about it, that could all be the same person.
Yes, it could.
We know there's at least 3,000 seniors in Smith County that own their own home, live below the poverty level. They can't fix them. They have no place else to go. We're their safety net. So we have completed, we're pushing about 1,000 critical repairs over the last 10 years, impacting the lives of over 1,300 individuals. You know, and I just got a a report of how much money we've spent, over $7 million in the last 10 years making these critical repairs. Mm-hmm. It's one of our biggest programs right now.
And critical repairs means just that, repairs of things that are just really, really, really wrong, that basically make the residents unlivable or barely livable, as I understand it.
Well, that is true. I mean, for example, you know, I've gone into homes where there's holes in the roofs, and so, you know, we fix the roof. And when your roof leaks, you get mold issues. We can go in and fix that. We've had people that have no heat in the wintertime or air conditioning in the summertime, or they become handicapped or in the wheelchair. So we go in and we do accessibility. So we fix up their bathrooms so they can go in, you know, change the toilets out, make roll-in showers, or whatever it might be, to keep people in their homes. Because they really have almost no place else to go.
You can take a look at our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. We actually posted a home we did yesterday in the Jacksonville area. I was showing it to Jack where mm-hmm. the lady had the walls of the shower with duct tape to hold mm-hmm. them together. The sink had always standing water in it that was yellow, and they were doing their hand washing, brushing their teeth, etc., living in these kind of conditions. It's really amazing, and you can see the before and after pictures.
Uh-huh. Critical repairs.
Yes.
Yes. I can't think of a better word for it than that.
And we want to mention those seven counties that we're in.
Yeah, let's do that in just a second right now. Again, you're listening to In Focus. I'm John Sims, Jack Wilson, and Rebecca Berkeley from Habitat for Humanity of Smith County with us this morning. And indeed, you have expanded well beyond Smith County. What are the counties you're working in right now?
So we are in, of course, Smith and Rusk, Cherokee, Wood, Henderson, Van Zandt, and Anderson County, and that is for the critical repair program. So a lot of times some of the people in those outlying counties, they don't have anywhere else to go, as Jack mentioned, and so we are the place that they can call and see if they qualify for our programs.
Okay. We mentioned a minute ago that you are raising money to keep your mission going, and there are a number of ways the public or businesses can help. There's something we want to spotlight right now, and I believe it's called Sponsor a Stud. Let's hear about that one.
So that's just a fun program. A lot of other Habitat chapters around Texas have done this, where you actually sell the studs that frame the house. It takes about 300 of those to frame a house, and we are selling those boards for $100 each. You can come get those in the ReStore. You can take it with you and draw pictures on there, write messages of inspiration, Bible verses, whatever you want to do. And if you don't want to take that board with you, we also have markers and so forth. You can do it there in the store. We're going to go ahead and keep doing those for a couple more weeks and extend a deadline we originally had, since the weather has slowed us down on starting the next houses. And so we hope people will come by the ReStore over the next 2 weeks and sponsor a stud.
Uh-huh. And a stud, again, a 2x4 piece of wood that's used to frame the house.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
That's basically what the definition is, and you're looking for businesses, organizations, schools, churches, individuals, just anybody who wants to be a part of it. All they have to do is get in touch with you, and you can take it from there. And how do they get in touch? Well, they go to the website, smithcountyhabitat.org. They drop by 822 West Front at the corner of Front and Palace, or they call 903-595-6630. We have been talking on and off about the ReStore for the last 17 minutes and 40 seconds, and a little bit more about that. That's just a really interesting operation. You can go in there and shop for a lot of things, but it in its own way, I think it really stands apart from some of the other places people are going to be going and shopping in Tyler.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. It's a revenue stream for many Habitat affiliates across the country. There's about 700 of them. And the business model for it is the profit on sales just helps support operations, because a lot of people don't want to, you know, donate to keep the lights on, but it's something that we have to do. You know, in the beginning, there was a lot of donated product, and over the years it's kind of grown. We still get donated product, household furniture, that sort of thing, but from Lowe's, Home Depot, McCoy's, Coburn's, you know, they might have overstocked items that they give us, so it's brand new material, whatever it might be. And so we go online, we take a look at what they were selling it for in the store, and it's usually 50% of that particular amount. So you can come into the store and get some great deals on a number of different things. A few years ago, we started to pre-purchase product.
Uh-huh.
So, that's something new. A lot of affiliates are doing that. So you can come in, and right now we're selling flooring material. We have rugs. We have paint, all the supplies that go along with that. So you can come into our store and see just about everything. I mean, we've got lighting fixtures. Whatever you might want, we will have there. And it's constantly changing. Now that the economy's good, there's a lot of people that are renovating their homes. So we have partnerships with Tabor. A lot of the contractors there, they'll call us up and said, you know, guys, we just pull out a kitchen or we pull out a bathroom and all the cabinets, come and get them. And, you know, we just had a big deconstruction come in the other day. It didn't last one day on the floor, and it was sold. So it's just amazing, you know, what's going on. And so our store is about 17,000 square feet. We have two trucks that we deliver and pick up. So if you buy something and it's big, you don't have to worry about it. We'll deliver it for you.
Oh, okay. Now, deconstruction, that is that from explain exactly how that
Well, that's one of our programs. And, for example, if you're going to renovate your kitchen or bathroom and you don't necessarily have a contractor yet,
right,
you can call us. We can go in and we'll pull out the material that we can bring back and sell in the,
okay,
the store. And so that's been very successful for us over the years also.
All right. So it is basically a home supply and home furnishings,
yes,
outlet.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just walk in there and, you know, buy a candy bar or something. I think we probably need to make that clear to folks. They might, you know, if they're not familiar with your agency or how it works, probably good that we make sure people understand that that's basically what the ReStore is all about.
Think of it as like Lowe's or Home Depot.
It's
something like that. But I will tell you, you could go in there and buy a Coke, and I think there's a bubblegum machine or something like
okay,
that there with M&Ms, right?
And
I'm glad you cleared that up for us, Jack.
And for people to remember, where else can you go shop and support a nonprofit? So from that side of it, that's a really cool thing that you can do.
Okay. Rebecca Berkeley and Jack Wilson of Smith County, Habitat for Humanity of Smith County, our guests this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Again, they're at 822 West Front. Website, smithcountyhabitat.org. Don't forget to check that Facebook page, and the phone number is 595-6630. I happen to be on the Habitat mailing list, and I got something real interesting in my mailbox not too long ago that I'd kind of like to briefly share. What it is, basically, is one landlord's story of how the ReStore turned his nightmare as a landlord into sweet dreams, and I'm quoting almost directly. And basically, there is a rundown of different costs, different challenges that he faced, all the way from an uninsulated wall with a window unit that looks bad to a roach and rat infested rental house, and we're talking serious problems here, and how he was able not only to save a bunch of money by shopping at the ReStore, but get a really, really, really nice job done on that particular home. And I think you've told me that there are other stories like that out there as well.
Yes, I mean, there are, you know, that we have a lot of people who have rent properties or even their own homes, and they just want to save money, and they come in there, and we have quality products, so it's not like they're getting something that they wouldn't want to have in that home. But at the same time, as somebody who's trying to watch their money, maybe they're using that as an extra income, they are able to save money, and that's for anybody.
All right. Getting down just a few minutes still left in the show, and some of the things, just to go over some of the things we've covered so far. You had your 30-year anniversary,
yes,
last year.
Yes, we did.
1989. I remember the first show I did on this organization back then. I was working for another radio company at the time, and one of the folks that I think is actually mentioned on your website, Reverend Joe Kirkwood, was my guest that day.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going all the way back to when it was just getting started, and now 30 and a half years later, stronger than ever. You had some events over the past year. You have some coming up. We talked about the Sponsor a Stud program. You also had the Playhouses on the Plaza last December, and I think maybe you have some other fundraisers or activities coming up that you may want to spotlight as well.
So the Playhouses on the Plaza, that was in November, and that's where we had local builders, and we also had some schools, UT Tyler and TISD, build playhouses, and we auctioned those off. We had a really nice event downtown at the Regents Bank building, and it was just a great event, and something that the public and people who were part of that really enjoyed. We are currently working on a new fundraiser for this year and hope to put some information out about that in the next couple of weeks.
All righty. We will certainly be standing by for that. Also, from your most recent, I guess your current newsletter, which I have in front of me right now, and I'm just looking at some of the pictures here, some of the playhouses on the plaza, some of the different people that have been involved with helping your organization out, and it just all looks, to me, very impressive, very uplifting, if I may say so. And one of the articles is about you got a grant from the Texas Veterans Commission. We've talked about we talked a few minutes ago about some of the ways you help veterans. Let's talk a little bit about that and how it works.
Well, it ties into the whole critical repair program. We probably have on a yearly basis at least 9 different grants, and many of them deal with veterans, and that's primarily where they want their money to go. So at the moment, you know, we're looking for veterans to come in and talk to us, and so we can put the money to good use and renovate their homes. And that's one of the reasons, too, we expanded outside of Smith County, because there are more veterans, and some of the grantors wanted us to do that.
Okay. Jack Wilson, Rebecca Berkeley, Habitat for Humanity of Smith County, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. That contact information again, smithcountyhabitat.org is the website, and the phone number is 903-595-6630. If you want to learn more about any of the programs, and of course we just gave out the contact information, but there's more to it than that. Jack, I understand, of course, they can visit your website, and you do like those Facebook likes, too, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And specifically, too, we want people to come into our store and understand who we are and what we're doing in our program. And, you know, we're very excited about our 30 year and what we've done and what our achievements are. So, you know, we want everyone to know who we are and what we can do to benefit the community. There's so many people that need housing, and there's so many people that need critical repairs, and we're there for them.
And I believe you mentioned before, and we'll hit it again, you have 2 Facebook pages, one for the Restore. That's where you can see the new items that come in daily, or you can visit the Habitat Facebook page to see what you are working on. And there it is, the whole
thing.
The 9 yards right there.
Well, just so you'll know, I mean, one of the things that I want people to do is, you know, I visit the Restore page, and then I share it, and it goes on to my page. And so, you know, we try to get the word out there on multiple different Facebook pages. So,
all right, we have a few minutes left in the show, and maybe we can kind of get into a little bit of kind of conversational, chatty type stuff here. Jack, you have been on the job, I think it was almost exactly 12 years ago when you moved here, I believe, from Florida and took over as the CEO of Habitat for Humanity. You're still on the job. Let's do a little bit of reflecting, and I know we've hit some of this, but the changes that you've seen and how you feel Habitat has grown and maybe how the public has become more aware of your work over the last 12 years.
Well, we were just talking about the Restore. I mean, when I first got here, it was almost like a thrift store. And they had just moved into the building that we're in now at the corner of Front and Palace, which used to be a bowling alley, and it was a furniture store. So we've grown into that, and we have much better product than what we did before, better suited for the community and their needs. And our critical repairs. So when I first got here, there was only about 7 homes done. We're working on our 109th home at the moment. And when I got here, that critical repair program hadn't started, even though it was part of our mission statement to build and renovate. And it was something that the board wanted me to do. It was just finding the money to do it. And unfortunately for many people, Hurricane Ike blew through. But fortunately for us, we got grant money. And we spend about $1 million a year with different grants to do critical repairs. So, I mean, that is a big thing for us to see that.
One of my favorite stories, this goes back more years than I can actually remember right now, was when Congregation Bethel, the East Texas Islamic Society, and Habitat for Humanity got together. You had a Jewish, a Muslim, and a Muslim congregation working with a Christian organization to build a home. I remember being on site for that and even reporting on it for the news, and that was just something that really came out of the blue. And just an example, I think, of the possibilities that an organization like yours opens up for a community.
Yeah, I think they call it the Abraham Build, and it was before my time, but my understanding, it made national news, you know, and you know, what was done and what can be done to bring people together to build, you know, affordable homes. And
Yeah, actually, that was just a few years before you came
on board. It was, yes.
But anyway, okay, getting down, we have maybe about a minute left in the show now. I've been talking to Jack Wilson and Rebecca Berkeley with Habitat for Humanity of Smith County. And just briefly, what lies ahead? I know you're getting ready to hopefully close on a new neighborhood. And I guess that's pretty much the spotlight for you right now as far as the foreseeable future. And also another fundraiser you're working on.
Well, it is. I mean, as you know, our mission is to try to build affordable homes. And so that's big for us. Our critical repair program is very big. I won't say that I push that more, but my heart goes out to our seniors and people. You know, when people walk into our store and come in and sit down and talk to us, you know, I'll talk to them about, you know, their living conditions, and it's really pretty deplorable. Mm-hmm. And so the more we can do there, the better.
You bet. And that's about all the time we have. But Jack Wilson and Rebecca Berkeley, Habitat for Humanity of Smith County, always a pleasure to get up to date on your agency. Thanks so much for joining us, and keep doing the great things you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. Jack Wilson, Rebecca Berkeley from Habitat for Humanity of Smith County, our guests. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again next week on In Focus.